notes and recordings surrounding the welcome pot. I'm in Amsterdam. I've got no money. I looked up faith. Without works is dead. Meaning, as much prayer as I've got, being in a city without money, it's impossible. And it's been nice speaking to someone from Iran and being distracted by the world. You can get so much pressure and distraction from being far away from home. Just like a bird flying from the nest. Home is like travel. No, travel is sight, home is faith. Works are faith. Works are travel. Faith is sight. Sight is faith. Sight is travel. Faith is home. We got there in the end. This is going to be a serious lesson, but like the one with the prostitutes. It was costly. I've got my car back at the St. Pancakes, and I'm going to presume that, as I've prayed about it, but I've got no works, I'm hoping not for the worst, but I'm expecting, through my closeness with the Father in Christ Jesus, mercy and grace extended from the last time I met Pierre. The welcome pot's going okay, but I might have blown away the guy that was the film producer, because I sent him a torrent of emails. I wasn't being professional and I pulled the online version, and he may well have got the wrong message. I've been actually recognised. I've been stood up all day, so I've just took a pew now in the docks. There's a lot of space. I'm in a broad place the Lord's brought me to. I thought to get on this podcast just to take notes and for myself, involve you, for myself in the process of making this. Is ideas for me book, and I obviously want a story from start to finish to be intertwined with my writing style, my writing. It's been quite a fantastic journey here. I did pay for the one-way ticket here. I attempted to get back to London, just swanning through, but that didn't work. And as I left home last night, with loads of energy drinks in the car, drove to London, St. Pancras from Long Eaton, and then got on the train here, met Pierre, he was just there. I like the idea of him just appearing, so like a character just being there. I'm kind of open to whatever, but the truth is that I know God's got me, and just like I hit instant karma earlier, which is a sign of God's perfection and judgment, righteous judgment at that, we are actually tasked with being, you know, aware and not sinking too much into ourselves, into the flesh. So I'm reminded right here and now that even though Jesus has got me ultimately, I do have a responsibility myself to look after myself. In this, I just command that Jesus, who's our servant, justifies me and brings into and it escapes me. I'm going to stay in this place and I won't let evil have its way. Things too wonderful for me. So along the lines of my new writing and, you know, the new career, I am accepting things like I do get trapped in myself a little, and I'm not always 100% witty and so on. This being said, I would like to just make note that this is a broad city and a broad place, but it's not, you're not going places if unless you've got cash. I think I spoke to myself earlier about you know, works and faith, and I want to just look past that and be like, I'm learning a lesson here. And I think if I'm going to get into like ideas for the book, I can tend to just reel it off. I thoroughly enjoy the writing, and if I'm just throwing keywords in, then I'm sure I'm picking up a lot now that I'll recall later on. You know, I feel like I'm in a vulnerable and weak position at the moment. All for the fact I've got no cash. I'd like to go and get a meal, but I'm going to make it, God willing. I believe that, and I'd like this to go more prompt and telling to my own recollection, but sometimes much can be my prayer carried in my voice and my spirit at the moment. I'm thinking about when I get back to the UK with my car now back, God willing, it won't be towed away or clamped, that I can somehow make a deal with myself, and I'm sure as I've got a brain I can comprehend that, to take UK breaks, one night in a hotel, Liscard for example, somewhere with a good Morrison's. And this being said, my loins are on the way now actually, but strike me down, Lord, not. I pray, Lord, that, and I leave prayer out of this, I'm kind of like innate thinking about how I can benefit myself, but I've got to come down hard on myself with discipline, in a sense of thank you to the guy who sent me the email about the movie, because that's kick-started and boosted my want to make a movie and continue writing, to take myself more seriously as a company and a business, so to speak. I just lift up the mechanism of this at the moment. I'm making a product, which is my book, and I'm going to continue writing books, to which Solomon says there's no end. That's what I do, and that's my craft. I'm grateful with the progress that my writings from the 1st to the 7th has come along thus far. I'm grateful that from the misworded slop at the start, not even caring about decline, to the way it's worded in my current working, I'm grateful that you can see the progress having had happened. And the film guy noted it, from the grandiose to the entry, to every job pays the same, to this one, it speaks for itself. I'm probably wanting, as I touched on earlier in thought, to turn this time around to works. What if I just forgot I had no cash and just got on with the words? I'm kind of conscious that this place is a place of THC, and I just want to, as I'm in Amsterdam now, give out love, the love of the Father, to cast out fear. I do think people who are here who might be feeling bad, but this is our culture and that. The first point that I made when I even now started, this was to get on some ideas about me writing. I don't think it's time yet to flow my current work, my current chapters into a story, because they're all separate. But maybe if I read and read and read and reread and reread and so on, there will form a pattern. And I can still use the current style and in terms of the whole format to link it up together, because it's got to be cognitively taken on a direction. And I think regarding the guilt of actually enjoying writing so much, not so much typing up, because I'm copying my journal and typing up and then editing, and the editing process is just, I love it so much. And I think with that, trying to actually contrast it to this actual trip and what's turned out to be a lesson, I'm hoping to turn round. There's nothing there. I'm in Amsterdam city centre. Me jeans and clothes are already a bit dusty. I don't agree with making clothes dirty on purpose, but that's just how it is. I'm going to stay on the ground as long as I can. I'm just seeing loads of people walk by. It's a really broad place. So if I'm going to mention a few keywords of things to add to the book, it's Pierre just appearing at the train station. It's the conversation with the Iranian and how I was conscious about. And then there was the thoughts about intelligence and everyone having a brain. That's what they're there for. Then there's obviously the super naps that I got on the train here. The physical gaseousness of my persons, and just the wretched physicality of it on the train here, combined with the super naps. It felt like people have lived through most of the horror, well, they have, most stories and movies, like it actually happened. I recall Jonathan lending me 50 quid to get me here, which I probably wouldn't have reached out for, because I wouldn't have got paid. So his spirit's with me in many ways, and I'm grateful for our friendship getting better. And I think it's the same with Tom. He has a different understanding of family to me. At present, my book's got no characters in it, and I think I'll leave it at that, because I've got to turn it into a script and present it to the guy. That's what I can be working on. Help me, Lord. God bless this place in Jesus Christ's mighty name.